This is GQDN for November the 16th, 2022. Brought to you by Audible, by patreon.com/thegroupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about Riot Games, Xbox, and multiverses. But we begin today with a slight update from the Blizzard forums. As what we said earlier this week is that Overwatch 2, the mid-season cycle patch, has been delayed. Well, according to their blue post, and I'm going to quote here, update 4 p.m. PST, 11:15. We are now planning to release the mid-season patch on Thursday, November 17th at 11 a.m. PST. Thank you to our players for your patience, as well as we addressed the issue. So, tomorrow may come back. Words are hard. Yes. But let's get into some other games now, shall we? We'll get to some political stuff for later. This comes to us from Destructoid.com and Monster Hunter Rise Sunbreak gets a new title update later this month. Now, what's going to happen here? There's going to be a couple new monsters coming in for people to beat, and they don't have them named, I see, and I don't quite remember what they are, but there are two new monsters coming in, and there will also be some updates to possibly a transmogs or new armor. There will also be face paints you'll be able to put on, and some weapon shenanigans that you'll be able to check out. So, should be good. We shall see about that. Everything should be good there. Now we go to DualShockers, and they said that Marvin the Martian is coming to multiverses. So beware, he probably wants to blow up the Earth. And if he does want to blow up the Earth, you will have to try and stop him. Unless you're playing as him. But we'll see what happens. Oh, don't be so surprised if there is a Game of Thrones map coming to the said game, because that will be according to the HBO show. So, we'll see what happens. I'm not going to do Marvin the Martian's voice. No, I want to, but I'm not going to. But let's stick with DualShockers here for a minute. And IndieLand did complete its event. Did I say the word complete? Well, it was done by The Completionist, which you can find up on YouTube and up on Twitch. And what he did was raise more than $80,000 for dementia research. Now, this does kind of affect me because I had a family member that had dementia before she passed. But he did have some help there by the energy drink G Fuel. And host gave shout-outs and attendees, those who contributed ranges from $1 to $5,000. Well, that was done by G Fuel. And the final number was $81,021. So, well done, Gerard, the completionist. Well done indeed. Now we go to VideoGamesChronicle.com, the VGC news. And this is also done by DualShockers.com. And apparently, Phil Spencer wanted a streaming device for less than $100. So here's what he told the Video Games Chronicle. Quote, "The console we built, that now people have seen, Keystone, was more expensive than we wanted it to be when we actually built it with the hardware that we had inside. And we decided to focus the team's efforts on delivering the smart TV streaming app. With Keystone, we're still focused on it, and when we get the right costs, but when you got Series S at $299, and like during the holidays you see some price promotion, you'll obviously have Series X higher. I think in order for a streaming only box to make sense, the price Delta S or 2S has to be pretty significant. Further quote, I don't want to announce the pricing specifically, but I think you've got to be $129 or $99, like somewhere in there, for that to make sense in my view. That we just weren't there. We weren't there with the controller, and I love the effort. The reason it's on the shelf is the team rolled up their sleeves, and in 9 months, they built that thing. A bunch of us took it home, and it worked. It worked really, really well. So they do want it in players' hands. We shall see what happens. Now we go to Eurogamer, and they're saying that Riot and Ubisoft are partnering up to create more positive gaming communities. This is on the Riot site, and I'm going to read verbatim. So I say, quote, across the gaming industry, many people are hard at work making gaming a more positive, more inclusive, and ultimately a more fun experience for everyone. Making meaningful changes in this complex challenge is going to take a collaboration across the gaming industry. This is a press release. Okay, that's why I'm reading it. That's why Riot and Ubisoft are teaming up on a tech partnership to develop a database gathering in-game data to better train an AI-based preemptive moderation tools that detect and mitigate disruptive behavior in in-game. Any data gathered that will be able to identify a person will be removed before sharing. The quote, zero harm in comms, unquote, research project is the first step in a cross-industry project that aims to benefit all people who play video games. Riot and Ubisoft are aligned in their mission to create gaming structures that foster more rewarding social experiences and avoid harmful interactions. That's all I'm going to read. That's all I'm going to do, because that is the news for the day. So, we also know how Twitter is going. We got our ears to the ground on that, but you can still find us on Twitter, at GroupQuest, still find me at Joe Brums, and still find us, all of us, at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2022. Ah, my brain. All rights are reserved. Thank you very much. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming goodness. So go play some games, people. Forget all this negative BS. You know what I'm saying.